Good afternoon. My name is Pastor Jerry Wilder. Thank you once again for tuning into Faith at Noon. Today's session is going to be a blessing as always. As always, J.E., thank you, sir, for tuning into Faith at Noon. Our teaching today is going to come from Mark, the 10th chapter. Charlotte, how are you? Thank you for tuning into Faith at Noon. Thank you for tuning into Faith at Noon. But again, I always like to emphasize what this Faith at Noon broadcast is really all about. Jose, how are you? God bless you. The Bible says, for by grace are we saved through faith. The Bible says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The Bible says, but what saith it? The word of God is nigh thee, in thy heart and in thy mouth. That is the word of faith which we preach. The Bible also talks about, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever shall say unto the mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, should not doubt in his heart, but believe those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. So this program is all about producing faith, encouraging people faith, getting people to understand, to walk by faith and not by sight. And so again, Colette, how are you? Thank you for tuning into Faith at Noon. Jose, God bless you again. And so Mark, the 10th chapter, verses 46. And so we're just going to walk through. We're going to take our time and just walk through the account so that we can see how this man received his sight. So the Bible says, Mark 10, 46, and they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. So now, we have in this account, this is a person, he was blind because of not having sight. It caused him to be a beggar. He sat by the highway side begging. Verse 47, and when he heard that Jesus of Nazareth, and when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. So now, we all understand that faith cometh by hearing. So the moment, glory to God, that he heard, the moment that he heard that it was Jesus. See, it's something about when you hear about Jesus, it's something that really changed, glory to God, your life. Charlotte, how are you? Thank you for tuning in again. And so it's something about when you hear about the Lord Jesus Christ. Benjamin Moore, how are you, sir? God bless you. Thank you for tuning into Faith at Noon. Ty John, how are you, sir? Thank you for tuning into Faith at Noon. And so Mark 10:47. Excuse me. A little congested today. It says, and when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And so as soon as he heard that, he understood that something was about to change in his life. As soon as he heard that, he believed that Jesus could help him. As soon as he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to understand. He began to understand that something was about to happen. Something was about to change. Something was about to turn around in his life. And as soon as he began to cry out. So even before we get to verses 48, let me just say this to you so that people can really understand. Faith is more than just believing. Faith is coming to a place in your life, act on what you say that you believe. See, that's what faith is acting on what you say you believe. Just believing without action is not going to change your circumstance. So this man now, he began to cry out, Ruby Cotton, how are you? Thank you so much for tuning into Faith at Noon. He began to cry out and say unto Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. So my point is, to cry out is an action. In other words, he no longer just sat in his position. He began to cry out. And many charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried out the more a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. So it's amazing to me, as I was looking through the text, it's amazing to me that Jesus' disciples, along with the great number of people that followed Jesus, they had a different need than this blind man. And so they tried to shut down this blind man from his needs being met. Check out now the attitude of people. That's why your faith cannot be in people. Your faith have to be in God. Listen at this again. Mark 10:48. And many charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried the more a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Oh my God. So y'all pray for me. Oh, my God, just so congested today. And so it's amazing how people will try to sit on you. It's amazing how people will try to hold you back. It's amazing how people will try to stop you from receiving what you believe God for. See, many times, as long as people have what they got, they ain't really concerned or worried too much, glory to God, about anybody else. And so you can't be moved by the actions of people. You have to be moved by the Word of God. And your focus have to be on the Lord Jesus Christ. And so this blind man who had been sitting by the road, this blind man who had been sitting by the roadside begging, Mark 10:49 said that this blind man got Jesus' attention. Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, Be of good comfort, arise, he calleth thee. Excuse me. Oh my God. Y'all pray for me in Jesus' name. Trying to get this word out. And so the Bible said that this man made such a fuss. He made such a fuss that he got Jesus' attention. So notice now, it wasn't so much about getting the attention of other people. It was really about getting the attention of Jesus. And so he got Jesus' attention. The Bible says, Mark 10:49, and Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, Be of good comfort, arise, he calleth thee. Notice now, this is what you really have to understand about receiving from God. In the beginning of the text, the Bible says that this blind beggar, that he sat by the highway side begging. But by the time you get to verses 49, after he got Jesus' attention, the Bible says, Be of good comfort, arise, he calleth thee. So to be in a place where you're sitting and then all of a sudden get up from where you are sitting, please understand that that is an action. And so verse 50 said, and he casting away his garments. So this blind man, because of his condition, he was in some blind beggar's garment. But because he heard about Jesus was passing by, that he cast away his beggar's garment, because he knew something was about to happen to him based on what he believed, and then based on him acting on what he believed, and he casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. So in verse 50 alone, it demonstrate and it showed to us the actions of the person that wanted to receive from Jesus. It's too many people that believe God without any action, and then we expect a different result. There will be no different result until you act on what you say you believe. See, just believing is not going to change your circumstance. You have to act on what you say that you believe. McDaniels, how are you? God bless you. Thank you for tuning into Faith at Noon. So you have to act on what you say that you believe. You can't just walk around talking about what you believe and never do anything of what you say that you believe. You can't just walk around talking about You believe this and you believe that, but you never do anything that you say you believe. It's the action that is going to release the power of God. Again, James 1:22, the scripture says to be doers of the word and not hearers only. In other words, God don't just bless what you know. God bless what you do. So that's what I need you to hear today. God bless what you do. In Psalms 1:3, the Bible says, whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. See, it's about doing something. It's about acting on something. But your faith began with belief, but then at some point you got to act on what you say that you believe, because it is possible to believe something and without acting on what you believe. It is possible for you to believe what you believe, but your circumstance never changed. So the whole purpose of acting on what you believe is so that your circumstance, glory to God, can be changed. And so that's why it's so important, glory to God, to act on the word of God. And so again, Mark 10:50, and again, this text, for those who are just tuning in, this text is dealing with blind Bartimaeus, and it is dealing with how this blind man who sat by the highway side begging, how his whole life was changed after hearing about Jesus. So verse 50 again says, and he, talking about the blind beggar, casting away his garments, that was his action after he heard about Jesus. Then the next word says that he rose. Before he heard about Jesus, he was sitting by the highway side begging. But after he heard about Jesus, he cast away his garment and rose. And then the Bible also says that he came to Jesus. The word came is an action word. He no longer sat by the highway side begging. After he cast away his garments, after he rose, he came to Jesus. He came to Jesus, and Jesus answered and said unto him, what will you have that I do for you? See, that's a question. And anytime we come to Jesus, anytime we come to him, we need to ask him, what we have him to do for us. And oftentimes when you ask that question, are y'all praying for me? Because I'm trying to minister this word with these symptoms of congestion, trying to minister the word and get this word out. And so please disregard, you know, my congestion. What's more important than that? Rebecca Simmons, how are you? Thank you for tuning into Faith at Noon. While I'm talking to you, see, it gives me the opportunity even now to exercise my own faith. And so even though I'm congested, I can't really go by how I feel. I have to really go by what Jesus has already done. And the Bible says, by whose stripes ye are healed. And so I believe that I'm already healed, and I believe that I receive, glory to God, my healing in Jesus' name. See, the symptoms of congestion is my circumstance today. But the truth of the matter is, Jesus already provided healing at Calvary. And so, in spite now of my circumstances, I believe by faith that I'm already healed. I believe by faith, glory to God, that I receive, glory to God, my healing in Jesus' name. That I receive my healing in Jesus' name. And so those people that are tuned in, just set yourself in agreement with me by faith for the manifestation of it. But I give God glory that it's already done in Jesus' name. So, as I get back to the text now, Mark 10:51, and Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto you? Notice that's the question. Every time you come to Jesus, he might ask you a question. What will you have me to do for you? What is it that you need me to do? What is it that you want me to do? What is it that you like, glory to God, me to do? The verse says, the blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive, glory to God, my sight. So now, keep in mind now, this was before the cross. The man received his sight. The man received his sight. Krista Rudolph, how are you? God bless you. Thank you for tuning into Faith at Noon. The man received his sight in the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. He received his sight. So now, what I'm saying to you, as a believer, the work has already been done. And so just like he received his sight, or just like he received whatever need he had, then because we are dealing with after the cross, we're dealing with post-cross, which means everything that we need is already, glory to God, provided. So whatever you need has already provided, and you have to receive by faith what you need from the Lord. So it takes faith to even receive what you need. It's a healing, rather it's deliverance, rather it's a financial blessing, rather it's a job, rather it's a breakthrough. Whatever you need, you have to receive that by faith, because Jesus has already provided that. And the reason that it has to be received by faith is because you have an enemy who is the adversary of God, who come to steal, kill, and destroy, who will try to stop you from receiving what grace really has provided. And so, verse 51, and Jesus said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith have made thee whole. P Pay attention to that now. Jesus said to this blind man, go thy way, thy faith have made thee whole. Notice what Jesus did not say. He did not say, what you believe have made you whole. Jesus said, your faith have made you whole. Go thy way, for your faith have made you whole. So my whole point, faith is more than just what you believe. I don't know. I have to keep saying that because so many people get stuck with what they believe and they never act on what they believe, and therefore their circumstance never change. This man's circumstance would have never changed had he not cast away his garment, had he not rose and came to Jesus. And so that's what I'm trying to get across today. That his circumstance, this man, had he never acted after he heard about Jesus, would have still been sitting by the highway side begging. Y'all praying for me, right? So this man's situation would have never changed. It would have remained. It would have remained the same. And so my point is, if your circumstance is going to change, regardless of your circumstance, you are going to have to do something. So faith cometh by hearing. So faith cometh by hearing. But you got to act on what you hear in order for your situation to change. So, if you don't hear anything else today, all I want you to hear by the Spirit of God, if your situation is going to change, just belief without you acting on what you believe will not change it. Just belief alone will not change it. You got to do something about what you believe. Praying, wishing, and hoping will not change it. You got to do something. And so, verse 52, Jesus said to this blind man, go thy way, thy faith hath, past tense, your faith has made you whole. Notice Jesus didn't say your faith might make you whole. Notice Jesus didn't say your faith is going to make you whole. Jesus didn't say anything like that. Jesus said your faith, past tense, have made you whole. And immediately, the blind man, he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. And notice now, he demand immediately receive his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Just heard something that the Holy Ghost said for me to tell you. Whatever you are believing God for, you have to immediately receive it. Don't procrastinate about it. because you give the enemy too much time to move in on what you need to receive from God. And so you need to immediately receive, glory to God, what you need from God. And immediately he received his sight and followed, glory to God, after Jesus. And so, people of God, whatever you expect God to do, whatever you want God to do, whatever you are expecting him to do, expectation is the breeding ground for miracles. You have to receive that thing by faith because it's already done. Jesus has already provided the word. You are already healed. You are already delivered. You are already blessed. You are already prosperous. You are already a success. The work has already, glory to God, been done. And so that's what you need to understand in your own personal life, as well as understanding what took place in the life of this blind man, blind Bartimaeus. So, as I conclude this broadcast today, please continue to keep me up in prayer. I believe that I'm already healed because healing has already been provided at Calvary. You join me by faith in giving God praise along with me that I'm already healed, glory to God, in Jesus' name. And so, people of God, my time is up for today. I hope you was able to receive something in spite of these current symptoms, but I'm healed in Jesus' name. And so again, my name is Pastor Jerry Wilder. I am the senior pastor of Grace and Restoration Fellowship Church, located 385 Broadway, Patterson, New Jersey, on the second floor in the LOJ building. If you desire to worship with us, our worship service is every Sunday morning at 8:30, at 8:30 a.m. And I guarantee you would not leave as you came, in Jesus' name. So you guys have a blessed weekend. Expect God to meet you where you are, and keep a brother up in prayer, in Jesus' name. And so, until the next time, may God richly bless you.